the opportunities for the female in the military has expanded horrendously. I would say almost there's no branch that is not really available to them. I mean, some of them they have not gotten into, and if they got into, maybe they would, the first few would find it very difficult to break into. But the opportunities are there. Mm-hmm.
Apparently it's all integrated except for the chaplain. They cannot be a chaplain because they don't train.
Well, I'm sure even eventually that will become different, because you look, you know, a lot of the Protestant faiths have female ministers and priests, whatever, you know, padres. And I think eventually, other than, of course, the Roman Catholic side of things, in the Protestant side, I think you might even find some female chaplains. So, I mean, you know, it has changed a lot over the years. And it still can change a lot more, mind you. But then that's, if you look at society, it's female trying to get acceptance in society in many branches is an ongoing battle. And it's the military reflects society, maybe in a microcosm somewhat. But, you know, you'll see many of the things that are happening in society happening in the military.
So, what rank did you finish with?
Captain.
Captain?
Yeah.
And were you?
That was one of the things I found difficult with the Americans. They have a set thing, like you are a lieutenant for 6 years, and if you don't get your captaincy, what they call, you're riffed out. You're let go. So, and if you don't, and when you get your, after you get your captaincy, you have, I think, is it another, I think, is it 4 to 6 years to get your majors. And I mean, they have set times within which you are expected to get that next promotion. And if you don't, well, then you're released. Mm-hmm. With the Canadian military, I don't know whether it's because of our size or what have you, but from lieutenant to captain is really one of the bigger steps. Mm-hmm. And once you reach captain, I mean, you can go your whole career as captain and be perfectly happy. Well, I mean, I got my promotion after 4 years to captain, and then the rest of the time I was a captain. And in many ways, being a captain in the military is one of the better ranks to be, because you're still able to do your job. It's you're still able to work as an OR nurse. You're still able to do a lot of these go off to the field hospital as an augmentee. Well, as a major, there were 12 major slots in our military, so you're limited as to first your postings and what you can do. And that's not only in nursing, that's in a lot of the other branches as well. As a captain, it's a good rank to be, because it's a working rank. And you're, you know, and for a lot of us, we enjoy our work, that we don't really want to go into a supervisory or limit what we do. Pilots, navigators, air crew, captains are, you know, sort of the working lieutenant captains are the workers. You'll find majors there, but they're limited in the number of flying slots that are available for majors, and most of them end up, as they say, flying a desk, which is not really what they want. Mm-hmm. So to...
What year did you become captain?
In 1976.
How was that... was that easy to progress for women to become officers at that time period? Or is it kind of still slowly?
No, actually, well, as I said, in the nursing branch, it was at 4 years, usually, unless you had done something and really teed someone off, you normally got your promotion to captain. So it was always sort of like, okay, fine, have I done something that I shouldn't have done that I wasn't aware of that I did, or am I going to get my captaincy? And it usually came through. Mm-hmm. But that was the nursing branch. And as I say, we had the biggest body of female officers at that time. Now, I think we still have the biggest body of female officers, but there's females in so many other branches now. And it would depend on the branch. But normally, to progress from lieutenant to captain, it's usually around the 4 year mark. 4 to 6 marks, years is when you do that jump.
Okay. I think that's all for right now.
But okay.
Thank you very much, Kathy, for talking with me.
My pleasure. Was it a little less painless than I thought it would be? I was sort of like, oh dear, not quite biting my nose.